Good evening, everybody. It is another episode of Dropped Gears, our bi-monthly podcast.
Sorry.
brought to you by Import Lime and Shorty and the Evo crew, of course, which would be Chris in the background. I don't know why I say crew when it's literally one person, but anyways. Hi, guys. Hope you guys are having a good evening. Let's get into everybody saying hi. Lime, hi.
Hello, everyone. How's it going? I'm doing good. Wie geht's dir? Good.
Alles gut. Gut und selbst.
I like how you both learn German.
I have to. Otherwise, I'm gonna get deported.
Isn't Germany a nice country?
It is, actually, for me. I love it here. But whatever.
I'd love
I blame on my well. Job schedule that I cannot do the podcast. But yeah. I made it for today, and hopefully for the next week too.
Deportenanda.
Deportenanda, yeah.
Hi, Shorty. Welcome back from the hospital. How are you feeling, my guy?
Yeah, hello. I got a call by the health ministerium yesterday, actually.
Oh, really?
Oh, wait, 2 days ago, which is, let's just say, puzzling and interesting. I'm going to be interested to what my normal doctor's gonna say about that, but... Like, nothing major, just something they randomly found, even though they weren't looking for something like that. It just keeps going, it keeps coming. Maybe I'll turn into a Simpson character until next week, we will see. Nah, shouldn't happen, all good.
Ooh, okay. Hopefully you don't have the new corona things.
No, I had like that a month ago already, so I'm done with that. But, yeah, I'm. Let's just say I'm happy I finally escaped from that hospital. Like everybody would be. Just, yeah, all good.
Actually,
patient
yeah.
zero for the new epidemic coming to you in 2024. Yeah.
The Shorty D.
That's what we're gonna call. I got infected by a Shorty D.
let's make Shorty E out of it.
D
because E.
Maybe?
I just,
yeah, let's not make that a thing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyways, the guy to my right, which will be this side, it is Azil, also known formerly as Mr. Carpinastra.
Hello,
sir. Also, I've recently appointed a competitive manager for all our competitive teams, my guy. Ooh. Congratulations on that. How are you doing today?
I am tired. Like I worked until like 17 and then came home and I was like total despair. And then all of a sudden I remember you posted a message. I mean, sent a message to me, and I'm like, oh shit. Yeah, let's go.
Oh perfect. Shit. Okay, that's who it is. Yeah, every time before the podcast, everyone's like, oh shit, the podcast.
Yeah, that's yeah, the usual.
Except for me, I get really happy.
I was playing yesterday because small update. I finally just bought a laptop because I just didn't care anymore about it. And I played Trackmania yesterday, hunted the track of the day for like 3 hours, full screen, not the second monitor. I go out of it and I see I have three messages, two by Chris and one by Phantom. And I opened the first one from Phantom and he's like, where the fuck are you? And I'm like, wait. Like, I despaired for a minute. I was like, no, wait, today is... It's Wednesday, right? Right? Yes, yeah, yes, it's no. Wednesday. Oh. I was so scared.
I thought he was genuinely asking that. I got distracted halfway through. My bad.
Literally last week, because I wasn't on the podcast, I was working because my... they decided to change my work schedule again. And I work on Wednesday. And I arrived on Wednesday at like 12:30, 1 a.m. at home. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to write to the guys that I cannot make it to for tomorrow. And I literally answered someone's message that was asking for, like, a job advice or something. I answered that, and then I fell asleep. And then I forgot that I didn't send the message to tell you guys that I couldn't make it to the podcast. And then it was 7:30 at work, and, I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, I cannot make it today. I felt really bad, and I couldn't even watch it.
You shouldn't have to feel bad. Ain't no reason to feel bad for real life.
We'll just have to figure that out ourselves. But We are working on that.
Why can't everybody just have all the free time in the world like me?
Well, technically, I also have free time off the world.
I used to have a lot of free time.
Decides, oh yeah, by the way, you can't go home, and they just don't even tell you why. And then 2 days later, you find out why.
On the bright side, at least you're able to play Trackmania again, though. Mr. Div 1 top 10 already.
I played the first couple of the days with mouse because I only had Xbox-style gamepads here, and I used to play with PlayStation, and I didn't really care about it anyway. I just wanted to play the game. I had fun either way. And I got, like, on the Troll Cup of the day, I was so good, and it didn't really matter which device I used because you didn't have to use brake, you just hold accelerate, and turning was super slow because we were underwater. And I got third. Oh, so close, would have been so nice to win that one with mouse. But yeah, I'm using a gamepad now again.
You mean you would have become second, right? Because that's your goal, not winning?
I mean, to be fair, second would have been enough for internet trolls as well. So yeah, either second or first would have been enough.
Chris, I'm happy you made the joke.
Oh, you're welcome. I tease him all the time about it.
Everybody keeps teasing me. Just stop.
Well, I don't understand how we managed to compile all the seconds in all of Trackmania. We got Eminem, we got Shorty, we got Evo Full Speed. I mean, dang. We found the triforce of second placers over here.
Not a winning team, just a second.
I did win more Cup of the Day finals than I lost, though. I just want to be, you know, just putting it out there. It's a better statistics than compared to the TDC. I improved. Like, one day in the future, maybe I'll only get first anymore. Never second.
Oh, by the way, speaking about TDC, did you play the new one?
Never. Like, it's on Thursdays, so...
Yeah, okay. Unlucky.
Isn't it only in TMNF from what I heard?
Like, is it?
Yeah. Only in TMNF.
Oh. Yeah, then I'm not about gonna that play game. It.
Dead game.
Dude, not gonna lie, shut down TMNF.
To be fair, as a topic, I think Nadia should have shut down TMNF and Team United forever.
Oh, dude, I mean,
at least Nations forever. With United, it's a bit difficult because people paid for it, right? But Nations Forever, the free access, should definitely not have been continued with the release of TM 2020. I think we maybe also said that in the podcast already. But...
Yeah, we talked about that. It's just a waste of resources at this point. Like, you have like a... How many? 100? 200 active players? Like, I don't know. Yeah.
It's somewhere to 80 to 100, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
I mean, the players are hosting the servers themselves. I don't know, like, how much resources it actually takes up for Nadio themselves to host the master server. But just for the promotion of the new game, it just would make sense. Like, so many people just keep on playing Nations Forever because it's free. And maybe some of them would try TM 2020 at least, if they were forced to do it. Not that I'm saying forcing them to do it is the nice approach, but
to be honest,
most of them probably would. Yeah,
yeah. Because all I ever hear from people who come from those type of games, they're like, "This isn't the game that I. This isn't my Trackmania." And I'm like, "All right, well, all right."
At least it would stop people asking on Reddit what kind of Trackmania to get. Should I get Nations Forever or should I get TM 2020? Well,
the thing is, they tried shutting it down when TM 2 Stadium released, or was it when when the transition to Mania Planet 4 happened? Because Nations Forever accounts couldn't log in for like a weekend, and then later on they said, oh, it was just maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I still have TMNF installed on my PC. I only go into that game when I want to see, like, why TM 2020 is better than that game. And I play for, like, half an hour, and I'm so, like, despaired afterwards that I just close the game, and I don't want to play Trackmania in, like, general after that. I don't know, like, how we played and wasted so much time on that game.
I mean, you play what you had, you know, and you were happy with that.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
that you know better, you're like, no, we're not going to go back. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's like comparing a Ferrari and a, I don't know, Golf 2. It's impossible.
Well, to be fair, the gameplay does feel a little bit different. And I do think that Team NF does feel a little bit better if you like play tech only, which most people in Team NF probably do.
I mean,
the other half is playing full speed, but...
I mean, for tech, you can play TM2, honestly.
Yeah, but TM2 also feels different than Team NF in physics-wise.
Feels a little bit better, at least.
Yeah, but still, I mean, Team NF is free.
I know.
This is like listening to old men bicker about, like, I don't know, what old movie was better or something. I don't know.
But yeah, at least I'm playing the new game and not the old one. Could be worse.
Hola, Josef.
Vinka.
The gecko guy is saying Vinka.
Hello, gecko.
Vinka.
You have to go down a tiny bit more so people can see you, actually.
Boah.
Okay.
There he is.
There he is.
Look at the cute couple. I hate this. All right. Making me feel single.
From old people bickering about the good old times to seeing a couple now. Okay.
Really bad. Way to make me feel single.
Okay, now you can go.
import the grumpy middle-aged man.
Yep, true. I don't have time. I ain't got no time for no women's.
Sorry, the thing is that Gecko wants to eat, but he cannot do it in the kitchen. And he cannot do it now because we're doing the podcast. So he's like, where should I go?
He's the man's got a munchies.
I don't have time
for any honeys. I'm too busy trying to catch them esports honeys.
That's
why I'm that. Didn't you know that XP Evo is just like a big like speed date for me?
Who are you gonna try to catch now? Just you.
Yeah. Any single peoples?
Any. Fit to everything.
anyways, cringe. All right, let's talk about this summer campaign. Honestly, first impression from me, I liked it. It was. I mean, anything is going to be better than last campaign, so it was a step up. Congratulations, Nadeo. You did what was expected of you for the most part.
Wow. He cannot say, welcome, Nadeo. You did something right. No, you did what you were supposed to. So, German, input, I mean, what's happening to you?
I'm going to be honest, he's right. He's right about that.
It's what the community expects of them. Like, to have at least decent maps. We know campaign's going to be janky. It's not going to be like perfect competition maps, but like at least they listened, I guess, sort of.
They sprinkled in
sunbreak
usage.
I'm not happy at all with how the dirt maps turned out because they're just bad. Like the dirt maps are objectively bad.
I mean, to be fair, there's not a single Carlberg dirt map or like road dirt map, and that's like a Vol style that is.
Oh, really?
Fully missing.
I'm getting all the spoilers of the campaign. Tell me more.
I'm gonna surprise you, but I actually like map 07. And
it was 07. I don't.
It's so bad that it's actually good.
I will give you the benefit of the doubt and engage you on this. I see your point. And I think it is very technical. I think you have to be very mindful of how you drive that map. And I think there is a definite route that feels semi-flowy. However, they could do so much more. I will say 02, I don't hate it. Like I like 02. That's maybe the only dirt map I like, just because there's dirt mechanics that you can do, like the quantum drift thing, but like there's some fun things that you can do.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
It's a nose.
I saw it on Twitter.
I literally had to ask that, and the OK boss all agreed with me that it's literally just a nose light on dirt that is faster than drifting.
It's a very small SD, like a super small.
No, it doesn't SD though.
Is that again a French term for something that's normal actually?
I don't think you can SD there. I don't think it's any different to a perfect nose light. We don't have to. There's no need to have a different term for it.
Yeah, it is a SD though, because your tires are not perfectly aligned. That you can see if you turn on the drifts, sir, Mr. who has a plugin that made all the FF's community go into uproar for. If you would look at your own plugin, you would see that there is a slight misalignment of the grip of the vehicle on a nose slide, and that actually gains you speed in the early gears, versus you can do the same exact thing with no slight misalignment and you're slower. So that is what they're referring to. It's like a very small, like 5% misalignment that gains.
I want to see that, and I want to have a detailed explanation video on that before I fully believe it.
It's basically an underslide. It's like a massive underslide, but underslides are still faster than no slides. So, yeah, that's what it is.
I think it's doable on grass too.
It's basically a 98% turning.
Yeah,
like it's not like perfect smooth steering, but like Import explained, you have like skids basically, and you for whatever Nadeo spaghetti code reason, you gain speed.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that backwards you can do that, but forwards you need to have a certain amount of speed before speed sliding works on dirt and grass. So I'm a little bit confused.
Now,
by that.
Now the confusion that I have is that, apparently, am I wrong in saying that this existed before this patch anyways?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
We're just now discovering this?
It has been in the game since TM2. Mudda discovered it back on road. But in TM 2020, it only works on grass and dirt because asphalt has higher grip in this game.
Right.
Yep.
So... controller with stick shift is dirt meta now? No, it's not. It will never be. Not allowed. Anyways, back to the topic at hand. 07, I see your point.
But then again, it is. I didn't say it's good. I don't know.
Especially
let's Shorty's question from earlier, by the way. It's the super wonky road dirt map that's just like, you have curves everywhere, you have elevation, you have, like, downhill stuff, and it sort of looks like Kahlberg dirt, but it isn't. It's just trash, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's why I said, like, it's so bad, it's good. Let's just say it's intriguing. Let's put it like that.
Kind of sounds like a good campaign map, then, because, well...
I mean, it's not... I mean, it is bad. It's bad.
I could even say, like, everything past 10 seconds on that map is okay, except the start is so dumb, and the end is so dumb. There's, like, a couple sections...
The ends are way
better. Then everything is almost, like, a 90% bad, and then you have, like, a peak of something that could have been good. That's basically what I'm getting from this one.
Whatever the heck 14 is, that garbage... That's the worst dirt map I've ever played.
Excuse me? 14 is fun.
14 is stupid.
Wait, I need to check what 14 was again.
That's with the bug slide end.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I mean, to be fair, the campaign is pretty decent. I think it would have been nice to have like a proper dirt map, and it would have been nice to maybe have also some ice slides. Where have those gone? We have a big ice update, but we don't have a single ice map, apart from, you know, bobsleigh, but we don't have, like, normal ice at all, apart from one, like, there's one single ice slide on the whole campaign, and that's just the ending into the finish on, I don't know which map it is.
It was a green map.
I think it was an early map. But other than that, the campaign is pretty decent. I think this is the campaign that they should have done 3 months ago. I still think it's very wide, but it's wide in a good way. Like, it's not just randomly you have like way more space. It's kind of like built proper maps with a lot of space. And I think they could still have like some more road usage, but I don't really care if people are happy about it. It's a good campaign.
I think
it's
if you compared best, it, but, yeah. I think if you compare it to two campaigns ago, people would be like, "Yeah, this is a mediocre campaign."
Yes,
there's not a lot of ice. There's bobsleigh, but there's not a lot of ice. And the reason why there's likely not a ice is due to the ice patch that was coming. I know the mappers likely didn't know that the ice patch was coming, so that's likely why there was a direction not to have so much ice, because they weren't sure what it was going to turn out to be like, I would assume. But,
possibly.
I would assume that's the only reason why Softy probably directed it as such, to not have so much ice in the campaign this time. But,
yeah, potentially. You know, it's still weird though that we don't have a single ice map. Just saying. Ooh. Especially considering that campaign maps don't really have to be fully smooth with the gears. So like, even if the ice update screws over the gears on the ice map, I feel like, yeah, that's just adding more charm to the map.
I mean, as long as you had an ice map that didn't have any like jumps or anything or speed checks, you'd be perfectly fine. So
yeah.
But for like 1 to 10. How most likely are you to recommend this campaign to a new player? Because that's what they're focusing.
A 7.
Right.
But I would say, or maybe actually I'm going to bump it down to a 6, and here's why. Because even with majority of all the maps, what separates everybody on these maps is the fact that there's so many micro mechanics on each of these maps. And you have to have a decent knowledge of the game, specifically if you look at the red maps, like that one jump map with the ugly boosters everywhere. Unless you're a player who knows what they're doing, you are going to be so confused on that map. I think it's like 17. Somebody correct me.
It's 20.
20?
It's 20. I know which map you mean. Yeah
like, you're going to be confused forever. Especially if you don't have the ability to watch ghosts or anything, like you're just going to be confused and lost the entire time.
I'm gonna add to that point, because I played the red and the black maps today, and boy oh boy, like not a single casual player is going to get the 80 on 21.
Yeah, I mean,
and
that's...
I'm calling.
Wait, but if you're not seen, then you're going to get a hard time getting 80 on 21. So.
The black map should be hard, though.
I want to interject.
I think it's a bit overtuned.
I want to interject some things here.
If Chris can get AT, anybody can get AT. I mean,
shut the fuck up. Anyway, new players that started with the console release aren't having that great of a time with the campaign. And I've called this 3 months ago. Speedy saw it today in the Big Mania Discord, but basically people are confused because they now need to use their brake and they need to learn how to drift.
Oh no. Oh my.
Oh my god, the basic shits that you had to learn in this game.
And the reason why I think that the black maps are so overtuned this time around is because there's no TMWTE maps, and that's why they're also limited to Master Rank and above in matchmaking.
Speedy, to answer to your message, maybe for us the toilet bowl is like the issue or whatever, but for someone who's like really bad at drifting and stuff like that, like you need like at least good foundations on tech to get the AT.
Yeah, but do they need the AT?
The AT took me at least like 30 to 45 minutes to get.
But
it's,
AT,
I
know,
mean, it's hard. I mean, for that map, it's a pretty good goal.
Yeah. It's, like, it's not, actually not really a good thing. Because usually the black maps are the ones that you have to put yourself and push to get AT. You know, you have to give the best out of the best for you. So if this is the campaign by what I'm getting, because I haven't played it myself, it builds up to the point that the map, the black maps are the hardest one. It totally makes sense. And for the new players, that is going to be the breaking point on whether they're going to keep playing the game and going to be like, oh yeah, this is actually really good and it's pushing myself in becoming someone better at the game. Or they're going to be like, yeah, whatever, I don't want to play this because I'm
But we see it time and time again that the players that are new don't really want to improve themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They will rather bitch about maps and it is being way too hard than just saying, yeah, okay, let me improve at the game. And get
but those are the players that are gonna quit anyway.
I mean, like yeah, but those are also the loudest ones, and probably the reason why like most of the changes around the 80s are made nowadays.
I think the issue is that we told Tono this when he was on this podcast. It was like we all 100% think that. The issue with the casual players and new players in general is the fact that there is no real tutorial on different mechanics of the game. And imagine if you literally had a tutorial that says, press brake to drift while you're turning! It'd be like...
But the thing is that, you know, when you're playing a fucking racing game, it's common sense to press brake. On a turn. I don't know. For me, it is common sense. That you do it later or way before the turn and you don't take it how it's supposed
true.
To be.
Has nobody played Forza or like any other racing game?
Brother, you can play even Mario Kart and you have to do the drifting stuff, you know? I don't know, Mario Kart Go on the mobile. Push.
I mean, it's not a break though when you're drifting in Mario Kart though. That's kind of different.
No, but it's like it's somehow you have to press like two buttons
bounce.
To make the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, you bounce and then you hold the slide. Easy.
Yes, yes, yes. Like it's a mechanic that is not so far away from what we do in Trackmania, basically.
Yeah, but the drift mechanic in Trackmania is very, very more difficult to understand, especially if you don't know how to properly drift. Then most players are just gonna like. Simply using the brake is not going to make your car drift. Like Canyon, for example, the physics, you press the brake, the car is drifting. Always works, easy to understand. You're not going to make anything wrong with that. You're going to understand that easily. Trackmania, like Stadium, however, if we press the brake in the wrong moment, the car is not going to properly drift. It's just going to do like slowing down normally without drifting. And that's what most people are going to have in the beginning. And even if they sometimes do accidentally do a proper drift, they're going to be like, holy shit, that wasn't what I wanted to do, and I don't think they're gonna automatically understand that that's the actual strat of how you do it.
Yeah, the game is not too intuitive, like Speedcell said. I remember like way back in the day, like how I discovered the drift for myself. I basically went over a Ramstein and just pressed brake, and it threw me into the turn. And I'm like, dude, this is fucking cool.
I remember playing this keyboard, it was hard. Sorry, Lime. When I started TM2, I was playing with keyboard, and I remember it just being kind of annoying and difficult because, I mean, you could use spacebar control, right? Or shift or whatever to like drift, but it wasn't really clear. But I didn't complain about it. I was like, okay, it's part of the game. Cool. I think, like, if you... Honestly, this is all Nadea would have to do. Tona, if you're listening, maybe. Doubt it, but anyways,
he said that he will listen to the podcast.
Like,
it doesn't really matter if Tona himself, I don't think Tona alone makes that decision. I mean, he agrees with us.
Let me, I have this amazing idea and it will save the game, surely 100%. No way this backfires. Nadeo recently did a project with us regarding the there's an FAQ. If you didn't know there was an FAQ for Trackmania, there is one. But we helped with the project. We did a project with Nadeo. And, you know, honestly, Nadeo could do something very similar with a tutorial where they reach out to the community or a bunch of community people, video makers, for example, and say, hey, can you help us make tutorial videos that we will implant into our game to explain mechanics. Problem solved. Then people are forced to watch the videos and then they can't complain anymore.
You know what? When I started playing this game and I got told that the white maps and then you got the green, blue, red, and blacks. I thought that the white maps were the ones that were teaching you or preparing you for the upcoming maps, you know? I thought that the white maps were somehow like the tutorial for the campaign. For example, if in the black, if you have a really tech map on the black maps, you will have like an easy tech map on the white one, you know? That later will become harder and harder and harder and harder until you get into the blacks. That's how I think they should make the campaign somehow. You know, not just a bunch of random maps and blah, but to lead you to be able to, at the end of the black maps, to actually play them like decently and get the AT. I don't know if you get me.
Yeah, but you have the tutorial series. Yes, you could do it.
Yeah,
there.
It should be. I mean, it should be a tutorial in the campaign, so whenever a new player start playing the campaign, they will get all the white maps to train.
I honestly
what happened next, you know.
I honestly think they should just do it like League of Legends. You first open the game, you get directly thrown into a tutorial, and you can first play the game when you done some certain steps. So basically, like do a drift, do a speed slide, or I don't know, or something like that. Like do a no drift, or I don't know, like something. They can cook it.
They don't.
Definitely.
What I'm saying is, Nadeo doesn't even have to do it. They could literally just ask the community to do it for them, and then bada bing, bada boom, you have your tutorial. You just got to place it in there, like.
No, but as a game developer, you have to have a tutorial somewhere, you know? Or tips in-game.
I literally suggested this 3 days ago, and I've brought it up several times, and it is on the screen as well. This was in response to, I think, a MCYC tweet, where he complained about, you know, ICE, and basically them changing things, and people complaining, and them changing things, and then people complaining again. And, basically, the idea is that, in my opinion, the Trackmania development team should sit down with a few select community members, listen to their concerns, and especially focus on stuff that is a big problem. And I think the biggest problem Trackmania as a whole has is player retention. Especially player retention from new players. Hylus already mentioned this in his tweets a few months ago, where he said that basically, 99% of players haven't even gotten a silver medal on one of the green tracks in Turbo or something. And basically, the idea is, Trackmania is a difficult game. If you directly hop into the campaign, and you have no clue what's going on, and you barely get bronze medals, or whatever, you're just gonna quit because the tutorial doesn't explain shit. Let's be real. I mean, it shows you, okay, cool, there's this fragile block. If you drop down, your car wobbles around for whatever reason. It doesn't explain anything. It doesn't explain how to drift. It doesn't explain how to ice slide. It doesn't explain how to control your gears. Nothing. So, in my opinion, what should be done is either the community gathers around, makes a comprehensive training campaign with 25 maps and offers it to Nadeo to implement into the game. Or Nadeo needs to organize this effort, similar to how they've done with the Trackmania documentation, and pay the mappers and media tracker experts involved. Because Nadeo doesn't know what new players need to learn to be able to drive in track of the day, to drive on community servers. They have no clue. Like,
I mean,
I hazard the guess that there's maybe five people in the studio that actually know how to drive the game at a decent level. And two of them are Softy and Tona. The other people, I have no clue. Maybe Llama? And that's 3 people out of 45 employees.
Yeah, I also the only two
Eric
good
is
players from... Yeah, I don't know. Like, I also only know Tona and Softy from back in the day.
I know that Derek is pretty good as well.
Is Magnetic, like, good?
No clue if he even drives the game.
Well, he talks, he's very active in, like, the Discord communities, like, all the time. I would hope he would play the game with how much he talks.
I just know he's very sensitive, that's all. So, whatever.
I mean, to be fair, it doesn't really have to be difficult. They literally just have to swap out the existing training maps for the new ones.
Exactly. And I mean,
like that's how easy it would be to implement.
Skazo has already shown what a proper training campaign could look like for ICE. With all the media trackers of the 3D triangles, it took him a few months to get it all done with the help of Nightwolf, Burly Pog, and a few others. But I don't see a reason why the community couldn't rally around some people and do this thing and then say to Nadia, hey, please put this into the game instead of your outdated training campaign.
The thing is that I truly understand that maybe the community should do it, but at the same time, it's just, why is Nadia relaying so much into the community?
Because they don't have the manpower to do so.
They don't. Which, I mean, nope. I think relying on the community isn't such a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
I don't think
it's
a bad thing. But the fact that because they rely so much on the community on so many things, and to be fair, I will say, like, there's half of me that understands, like, they should pay more attention to the community since the community does so much already for them that they should listen more to the community. I also send the other half where some of the people in the community, even ones who are very talented and can be helpful with their skills, are very difficult people to work with. And they can be very opinionated and very stubborn about things. So, yeah. Like, for them, I understand the struggle of wanting to listen to the community, but also thinking the community is a bunch of dickheads because they can't be, like, so it's, but for them, they really should listen to the community more because there are a lot of good people, way more I feel like than the actual dickheads in the community. There's a lot of good people who want to help the game genuinely, so I just
I get it, you know, and it's
listening to the really loud ones.
In one side, it's really good that they rely on the community, but at the same time, to me, it seems like they are like, oh, yeah, we could totally make a tutorial campaign, you know, a new one for the community, blah, blah. But they're like, yeah, but the community also can do it, you know. So it's not up to us to do that because we don't have the manpower to do it. So it's like they throw in the responsibility that they have as a game developer to the community. And to me, to my eyes personally, that is bullshit, you know. You cannot rely that much on your community.
And, I mean, for things like the training campaign, they have to rely on the community because we, the community, are the ones that are skillful at driving. So, like, they themselves can't give proper explanation or proper tutorials on how to drive good if they can't drive good themselves.
Of course. Asking the community for it? Yeah, totally. Like, asking for advice and stuff like that? Totally. I completely understand that. That's right. But relying 100% on the community to build a tutorial campaign, it's you're just doing free job.
Is not good. So if this is what it takes, might as well let the community do it instead, you know?
I mean, let's be honest, they had 20 years to make one tutorial.
Yeah.
In their game, and they didn't do it, so yeah.
It's more than enough time, you know? One of you guys said that Scarsor made with multiple people the ICE tutorial for the community in a couple months. They can truly make a tutorial for the new players in also a couple months.
And the thing is, you only have to do it once.
Yeah.
You spend 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, I don't know how long they would need. And you implement it in the game and you have it.
And then you have it.
And no one
forever.
No one can complain.
Yeah.
No one can and no one will complain. I mean, okay, people will always complain, and I'm probably going to be on the forefront, but it is what it is.
But do you agree it should be Nadir doing it, Aziel?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Nadir should do it with the advice of the community.
Or, yeah, I don't think you
have to get the bot forces together to make something good.
At the end of the day, Shorty, on the ownership paper, there's Hylus' name, not yours, not mine, not Lime's, not Imports or Chris or whatever. Like, they need to do that. Like, okay, the community can help, like, 100%. Yeah. Like, I see no issue with that. But at the end of the day, they need to approach the community first.
Yeah, but where would be the issue if the community literally itself does it, but the people that are working on it are going to be mentioned in the maps themselves? Like, they get credit for it then. Like, where's the issue with community people getting the credit for it? Like, that's a perfect solution. They are happy, new players are going to be happy, Nadeo is happy because the new players are going to be happy, and the people that worked on those maps, they are credited there, and people are going to recognize them for doing it. That's so they are also happy. I don't see.
Yes.
I don't see the issue with that. Mm-hmm. That's not the issue, surely. Like the issue is that they don't really like even want to implement in the game.
The thing is that I see this more of you know, when you sell, I don't know, a software, you know, to a person or a company, and they don't give you the tutorial or how to use the software. So you have to figure out for yourself. And then you have to go to the forum, you know, to explain to other people how to use the software because the company didn't give it to you. Because the company was like, yeah, but someone's going to figure it out and then going to post it online how to do it. So to me, this is more of like getting rid of a responsibility that they have as a game developers more than anything else.
I mean, I mean, since we're having to talk about it, yes. But, like, I just hypothetically the scenario when Adeo recognizes themselves and says, okay, we need a proper training campaign, which they didn't, but let's assume they would say that. And then say, but let's let the community build them. That would be fine, right? You basically dislike the fact that Nadeo is kind of like, we have to talk about it and kind of maybe even force them into doing it instead of them recognizing this is an issue.
Even acknowledging the fact that there's a new tutorial campaign that it should be done. You know,
they acknowledged it 2 years ago.
Yeah, and they haven't done anything. Because they're waiting for the community to do something.
It's radio
silence. So they're taking... Then again, it's the same thing. They're like the responsibility that they have as a game developers. They are not taking it into account. And that is the thing that I have issue with. The community can do everything, you know? But the second that they take accounting about the fact that they haven't done it, that is the moment that things might change, you know? Because right now they say like, yeah, two years ago, oh yeah, we need to make a new campaign. Yeah, I mean, tutorial campaign. But they're like, we said it. If someone wants to do it, fine. But we're not going to do it ourselves because we don't have the manpower to do it. But the community can do it. And we're going to give you credits about it. So it's literally giving free work to a game developer. And
when Nadeo approached us about the FAQ, whatever thing that they got going on, which I haven't heard about or seen referenced at all for when they answer players' questions about things in the game. We, as EVO, went out to other people, not just inside EVO, but outside of EVO, to see who might be able to help us with this project because we were compiling a bunch of articles for like a database of like simple things like map editor questions and whatnot, just like basic control things, like basically a user manual for the game is what we compiled for them.
Mm-hmm.
And like we utilize the community because we're like, we can't do this alone. And it's just like, why not do the same thing for, like, I don't know, make videos or make a map that uses media tracker, like Forever suggested, like use media tracker to explain how to do the things. Like, you can make a map where you set a checkpoint, you double respawn at the checkpoint, and then you go through a checkpoint, it triggers a media tracker video, you double respawn, and then try what that media tracker thing showed you. Like, you could do, like, interesting creative things with simple stuff to explain all these mechanics. And it's not like a ton of mechanics. Now, the super specific ones, they should go to YouTube for. Sorry, not sorry. But, like, basic things like drifting and so on, like, those should be easily explainable in the game.
Yeah, I mean, if you need something super specific, you can either, like I said, go to YouTube or just ask someone.
Yeah.
Like, asking in Trackmania was always, like, the best way to learn anything you wanted to know about the game.
Yeah, I mean, a beginner doesn't need to know how to box load. I agree.
Well, that's something that stuff comes
like
later.
When you turn on dirt, you lose speed. Like, a simple line like that would help people be like, oh, so that's how dirt works. It's not just slidey, but
it
lose speed.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
they should put tips, you know,
it's
on the map.
Stuff that seems very stupid to us, but people just don't understand at all. I mean, if they don't know how to understand how to press the brake button, then they don't understand that dirt turning on dirt or grass slows you down. Or you can press the brake while an ice slide to slide harder or more angle things. I can't think of the word. Sharper. There we go. Sharper turns.
Yeah. Wait, you can do just kidding.
The funniest thing always is when complete beginners ask you, like, how do I do a neo slide? And you're there like, nah, you don't. Just learn the fundamentals of the game. Don't even bother learning that.
No, but I think that it's a good thing to show them what it is.
I mean,
you can
show them and explain. But at the end of the day, like, you need to know when to use a new slide. Like, you can maybe replicate it, but and then use it completely wrong all the time, and it's not going to help you.
But here's a hot take. If you need to neo slide, then the map is shit.
True. Yeah, that's true. No. Speaking facts.
When I started fully, playing but this game, and I remember I saw Rizal doing the neo slide, I was like, people were saying neo slide, oh, what the fuck is that? And everyone kept saying to me, oh, no, you don't need it. It's not the fact that I need it or not. It's the fact that I want to know what it is, you know, and what you have to do in order to get it, even though I might not get it, you know. But it's the curiosity that is behind that question.
Yeah, you could have, like, an extra set of maps of, like, your, like, very, very special tricks you won't ever need, but if you're interested in them, they are there. like that category, sure.
And then let's get something like that for Kaki. And all the tricks that you can do in Kaki.
Yeah. Kaki. Okay. What do you think about the new ice physics? Do you have an opinion on those at all?
This would be a hot topic that I totally forgot about that we should that makes sense to talk about.
I mean, none of us are like ice mains, but we still play the game, so we can have our opinions.
I cannot have an opinion on something that I haven't tried, so skip this one.
If you didn't try it at all, then yeah.
I haven't had time to play the campaign. I wanted to play it today, but all the things happened, and then now I'm in the podcast, and then
I can keep my opinion rather short as well, so I go ahead. I don't really care if ice is slower or faster. Like, the fact that it's a little bit faster now, from my point of view, I literally, like, I don't know, is it good or bad? It's neither. I don't care about that. And the rest, like the feeling, I think is a little bit weird that all of a sudden now, if you transition from road or like an other surface on ice, that the first ice slide has this weird point where it waits a little bit until the ice slide actually kicks in. That's a little bit weird, but I don't really mind that as well. So yeah, I'm fine with the eyes up there. They did fix the slowdown bug. That is very good. That's and the rest I don't care. So from my point of view, it's a good update. The ice wriggles are technically basically gone. Like in theory, they exist. They are still faster. But if you need 15 blocks for like 1/100th of a second, then where do you ever gonna use that? So it's fine. Like it's a non-issue basically.
Yeah, I just only saw
for me personally. For me personally, I don't mind it being slow. I don't mind it being fast. I hate it anyways. Like equality.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm afraid to share my opinion.
You can say sorry afterwards. It's gonna be fine.
Don't worry. I think. Well, my opinion is kind of about the ice update. I think what it meant to do, it was largely accomplished, which was to make ice faster, to try to make the getting icy tires less of a hassle, and also I think the removal of wall riding, essentially, or butt sliding, I don't know what the term is. Ice players, you can fight me later. But essentially abusing wall bonks. Yeah, that's the word. Sure. Wall bangs. There we go. Like abusing wall bangs to gain speed, because with ice, like you could do certain things with wall bangs to gain speed or not lose speed at all. You wouldn't get a speed penalty. Removing that, making wiggles, not like when Nadeo ever says they're removing wiggles, I knew immediately, like when that leak came out, I was like, I knew immediately, like there's no way they're going to remove wiggles. It's always going to be a part of the game because it's literally evident in every single like surface almost. So like, there's no way you're going to be able to get rid of it, but minimizing its effect is a decent goal, I think. And I think this update managed to achieve that, because the only way you're going to have an effective wiggle, if anybody's watched Symptom's video, hi Symptom, it shows that you have to have a lot of space for that wiggle to be anywhere near effective. So I think overall the update accomplished what it was meant to do. Now, yes, with adding more speed and the way you go into a drift, like it's going to change how it's going to change how the mappers have to approach the surface now. It also is going to change play styles, and those who are newer to the game that got used to the newer update are going to not like this new update. The old guard is going to be kind of 50-50. Some may like the update because it kind of moves back slightly to older ice, but still keeping the original update plans in place, which was always to make ice more approachable to beginners by making entries into slides just slightly a little bit more slower. But then once you're in the ice slide, you're supposed to be quicker. That's the whole point of it. You're supposed to be slow into the entry, but then once you get into the ice slide, you're supposed to have speed and gain speed. So yeah, I think it achieved what it was supposed to do. There were some things I think were definitely missed in the ice update, but unfortunately, I think Chris hit the nail on the head that some of these developers don't play the game. And I would say that probably some of the issues that people are pointing out were already pointed out. But because some of these developers, especially if they're placed on a certain project, don't have the experience to do so, they're not going to get it done because they have no idea what the effect is. And even if somebody explains it to them, they're going to be like, eh, it's too much time. That's not the point of this. So there's my take. Take it or leave it.
I don't know if it's actually true that a lot of them like don't know how to play or don't even play the game in the first place. Then it's actually really bad, because you're working on that product, and if you don't use it yourself, I don't know, dude.
It's ridiculous.
They do have people to give feedback on if they make gameplay adjustments. They do have people. It's just not they just don't do it publicly. Like they just don't have like a PBE server where literally everyone can test new changes or something like that. But they are not just simply doing it alone. They do have people that give them feedback, and they do have people that can drive pretty good in Trackmania as well. Just yeah. The question is just how much is that happening and to what extent is that enough or should there be even more people helping or not? I don't know.
I think it demonstrates. I do think that they don't play the game enough because it. I think things like the water bounce issue that we just recently learned as well with the percentage of water tires affects your bounce. Like if you have wet tires previously into a coming water bounce, like I think that is something that if the devs played their game and had testers that were looking those for specific things or those kind of interactions, I think that they would catch that earlier. But again, it doesn't matter how much on the flip side, on the other hand of the other flip coin things, metaphors suck right now. On the other side of the coin, you're never going, it's, you can do all the testing you want to when you only have X small amount of testers, you're not going to find every single thing. And so when you have the mass player base playing it, they're always going to find something. So there's some give and take. No matter, you could have the best player of whatever surface in the game, and they may be extremely thorough in how they test everything, but it may not necessarily mean that they find all the issues.
So I don't know how true it is, so take it with a grain of salt, but I also heard that if the alpha testers or whatever the hell they're called saying give negative feedback on a patch or something that they have some problems with Nadia or something. I don't know.
It would be bad if that's the case, but
at least it was the talk. Like people were talking about it, like back in the day when the game came out and like the year afterwards.
But yeah,
I mean, I just want to say one thing that I've definitely disagree with the fact that Nadeo has to play their game. The devs don't necessarily have to play the game at all. I don't think they do. Especially considering that the amount of time you would need to play for it to be like really meaningful in dev or like testing for them. That's just not feasible. That's just not needed. They just need to have proper people that know what they're talking about. And if they all agree on something that this and that is bad, then they can together with the devs fix that one-on-one. It's a little bit more complicated compared to like if the dev himself would be a proper player, but like you can't expect devs to like invest 1,000 hours in gaming to be like properly drifting and understanding the core issues of something and why this or that is a problem and how exactly you need to fix that. That's not happening, so they don't have to play the game at all. They just need to know what exactly
not on their task.
Yeah, that's not their task. They just need to have proper feedback, exact feedback, and then with that they can together with players fix those specific things. If they do a fix and that makes something worse, then those players will directly tell them and then they can fix it again. So that no need for devs to play the game.
I mean, it's not a need, but it surely gives you a plus when you're behind the scenes.
I mean, for the, just the at least for the gameplay, you know, like for the Volue UI and gameplay feel, of course, they should at least like play a couple of hours to understand, like, is this UI annoying in some way or something like that. Of course, playing the game for that does make sense. Yeah, okay, but
I mean, literally
talking about
in
the eyes update, like for the eyes update, they don't have to be good players.
I don't think they have to be good players, but they should at least understand like
the mechanics,
testers are like. If they're getting feedback about the mechanics of the ice and they're in charge of the ice update, they need to at least understand what the testers' feedback is. Otherwise, they're just kind of shooting in the air and hoping something sticks. And like, yeah, that's where I think the issue lies. I agree. I don't think the devs have to know every inch of the game. That's what the testers are there for. I also think that even regardless of how many testers you have, and I know somebody pointed out in chat that like Symptom found wiggles in like 25 minutes. And I think in regards to ice, I think if there's somebody specifically who are just like obsessed with one style, like symptom, like, yeah, he's going to find stuff really quickly and he should probably be considered, assuming he has the right approach and understanding of how to deal with Nadeo and understanding that they're very sensitive when it comes to anything criticism wise.
Speedy basically just told it.
Yeah, like I think symptom would be perfect for being a tester, but that doesn't necessarily mean that symptom would find every single thing. Likely he would. I'm not saying he never wouldn't, but sometimes things slip through the cracks. But I think currently with the system it works right now, I think you have some developers who don't understand the surface completely. You have testers that may not necessarily have the skill or the knowledge. And even if the testers do have the skill and the knowledge and they bring it up, if the developer doesn't understand what the players are referring to, which I feel like happens, and that's happened twice, that's why there's two ice updates, this is the result. Now, going back to the main overview point, I don't think the ice update is bad. I think it accomplished what it needed to do. I don't think it's perfect. Obviously, there's still problems, but the people who are upset need to get over themselves. It's a video game. Updates happen, things change. You're welcome. The end.
I don't like ice anyway, so I don't care about what happens to it.
Just be happy you still have ice.
I don't know.
For that statement, the next beer is on me, Lime.
What happened?
I said, for that statement, the next beer is on me.
Okay.
Or, I don't know, just get good at the game. Something like that. You know what's not good at the game, though? Bots and ranked matchmaking. Can we talk about this for a second? Has anybody noticed that there's some, like, a bunch of new players playing matchmaking, but they just don't seem really...
Real?
Don't you think that the star gaming there. HD is real?
The people not having the screen, you're basically just looking at. What is that? Is it TMIO, probably? Like,
yeah, sorry, to explain. It's a data. Screenshot of TMIO. Spec put out a tweet where he said, just play 3 games in a row against bots and ranked. What the fuck is going on? And he pinged Softy and Derek, and there has been no acknowledgement, no response from Nadia whatsoever, but it's basically been confirmed that bots are now active in ranked, just as they are in Royal. If that's their idea of how to fix the... lack of players and matchmaking, then I'm not sure if Nadia are on the right track.
Hold on, let's see if I can find a match where I...
They posted a tweet of how many millions we were playing Trackmania?
Like 5 million registered players, not active players.
Those are the ones that we don't see so often, you know?
I think that they are just like way beyond every one of us. They are just already in the future and they're replacing humans with bots.
How Japanese say, like, don't plan for something that's gonna work in 2 or 3 years, plan for something that's gonna work in 20 years. Hello, mm-hmm. Nadeo.
Yeah.
And to mention, answer here, something darkly, it said in chat. Yeah, send it to me.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, mention something darkly, said in chat, just change it to 2v2. Well, Softy said not too long ago, where is it? Where is it? Here. I tweeted, it's time for your favorite question again. Can we finally get certainty on whether or not 2v2 matchmaking is coming? If so, when it's coming? There's huge support in the community for it. Please just give us some clarity. And Softy said, we will basically put out an announcement about 2v2 really soon, in a matter of weeks.
Yeah, but that's not saying that they're gonna implement it in a matter of weeks. That's just saying they're gonna say something about it. That's just,
I know.
And like that wording already is making me feel like, yeah, but you're adding bots. And at the same time,
are you sure? Yes, those are actually players.
they have no trophies.
I know, but they have actual matches. The players, the bot names don't show up, and it's the same bot names as on Royal.
Oh. Those are actual players. Is better than mine, actually.
So in other words, I played against players who were just that bad. Okay.
Oopsies. Yep. Those are most likely console players. But yeah, it would show up like this in your 3v3 match history. If you click on a match and there's like no... Sorry. It would look like this. Where's the spec tweet? I lost it.
I don't even know if it's a good or bad thing that they don't even hide the fact that they are bots. Like, at one point they are not really lying, at least, but at the same time it's kind of like, yeah, well, but if it's obvious you're playing against bots, like, where's the fun in that?
It's an interesting thing, yeah, because they're not actual bots, so what happens is they record runs being driven by players and matchmaking, upload them to a specific ghost database, and then they replay random amount of ghosts based on your rank, and the average PB of the team. So it's actually quite an intricate system where you need to drive somewhat well to be able to beat them.
But I'm really sorry for the one that's going to get my replay.
Not quite fine-tuned yet for ranked.
I mean, it's not bad, but it's
weird.
Yeah, it beats the point of a ranked system.
Yeah, pretty much. Like as soon as people know that they're going to be demotivated to play matchmaking even more, and you will have even less players playing matchmaking.
Like,
I mean, the thing is that technically you're playing against people, but people's ghosts. That's it. So in the end, you are kind of playing with another human being, not a ghost per se, or a bot per se.
I mean, at that point, you can say that talking with ChatGPT is having a conversation with a person, honestly.
No, not quite the same.
I mean, the thing is, like, when you play ranked, you want to play against a person. You don't want to play against a ghost. You want to know they feel bad for losing. And not be like, okay, I just played against a ghost.
Imagine losing to the bots.
Yeah, but...
I'm really sorry for the one that's going to get my ghost running on their team, because, Jesus.
I mean, if the system works how Chris just described, the philosophy is kind of that it's not a free win and that you do have a decent chance at losing the match.
It's not all... No, okay, so I don't quite understand how exactly it works. I'm going to try and sum it up really quick. Basically, at the start, when everybody boots into a server and the match is decided, they grab all three players' PBs on the maps, then they also grab the ranks of the players and, like, assign an average difficulty of the bots. There's a 1.1 time base multiplier to your regular PB, and that multiplier gets adjusted based on the difficulty of the match, and that sort of decides what time the bots are roughly driving. So you need to somewhat drive, I guess, consistently about a second or so faster than UPB, slower than UPB, to be able to beat them. Depending on the rank, of course. I don't know the exact specifics.
I mean, it's some interesting stuff, but I don't think that it's really, 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 really bad, per se.
Isn't it even more likely to play against bots than if you have a high rank?
Yes.
It should be, yeah.
Wow.
If you have a high rank, you're probably gonna get, like, I don't know... Imagine playing ranked and you get three Mudas on the other team as a bot.
Yeah, a funny thing that Nevermind just wrote, and what the... All were bots besides one player. That could actually happen in high level matches. I mean, high rank matches at least. I don't know, Master 1, Master 2, that you're the only player and then you drive again. I mean, drive with two ghosts or bots or whatever.
I hope that's not the case.
Yeah.
Hopefully they are just filling up one or two people. You know, no.
At the moment, it looks like they're filling up at least one team. So if there's like pre-made lobbies or if there's enough people to fill one team, then the other one might be filled with bots.
Did we answer the question on whether or not those bots make mistakes or not? Or do they just like...
It's all recorded runs driven in matchmaking. So yes, they could in theory do mistakes.
Pick a run that was bad.
In theory, yes. But
I mean, majority of the runs are
going
to be bad because it's bots.
It's probably going to happen against lower ranked players.
Right.
So the higher you are, the less likely it is for bots to miss. To make
mistakes. They got to feign to newbies that somehow matchmaking is populated in the lower ranks when we all know it isn't.
Oh, it's actually full of players in lower ranks.
Well, right now it is.
Because everybody's there.
Imagine they just record the run where you bonk right into the wall. So and then you get that run all the time.
It's basically Nadio not really knowing how to fix the issue of matchmaking.
I mean, or that's like what it seems like, yeah. If they add bots and then just say, yeah, cool, we do 3v3, but if there's not enough players, we just do bots. Bullshit.
I mean, it's already their answer to Royal. Yeah, but for Royal, nobody really cared, I think. Like, you knew, but doesn't really matter if there are some bots, because in the end, you're playing against the real persons in the final stages anyway. You just don't have full servers, basically. But yeah, in matchmaking, it's just, I mean, the philosophy of matchmaking is just so much based on playing against real players. Is there a single game out there that does this, that does something similar? I think they're just ruining it even more with that. Like, this is the perfect example of something they should sit down with the community and talk about it.
Yeah, let's just wait for their official statement on that thing, because it's...
Oh yeah, obviously, yeah. I mean, they did say there's going to be a statement, and that's, I mean...
They're kind of allergic to people's, I mean, the community's feedback, kind of.
I feel like we should get softy on the podcast at
Sorry,
some point.
I was allergic to your criticism of Nadeo.
No, you're not.
Him, yes.
Import, you, you should try and get softy on the podcast, not gonna lie.
I mean,
you never know who's responsible for that.
No, but we're gonna get other people's point of view, you know.
Maybe I can convince Softy to come to XB Evo, and then I'll come in.
And we attack him in real life.
No, no. Oh, now he's definitely not coming. Heck, Lime.
Is he listening to the
just
podcast?
Just kidding. Just kidding.
He's
never no, gonna... there ain't no way Softy cares about us.
Mm.
Yeah, we can have the podcast with the Softy on XB Evo. Asking people's questions.
Man, we are such nice souls, Azriel. How do you feel like us talking about the next guest already?
Dude, I'm fine with that. Don't worry about it.
I was trying to see if Carp could cancel himself today, but unfortunately, it's just not happening. So,
dude, I'm like you said, I'm the only person that's gonna cancel me. So.
That's fair. Well,
man,
and especially if there's some BS again around Nadeo doing stupid things, and I have my moment on Twitter.
No.
I actually was about to unleash Hellfire with the campaign, but it's actually good, so I'm silent.
Yeah. I mean,
you wanted it, right? You really wanted
dude,
it. You wanted the campaign to be like really pushy.
It wasn't going to be just you. I think it was going to be all of us if it was the case.
Because,
I mean, we went hard on the campaign. Didn't we spend like almost... How much time did we spend on Tona with the campaign? We literally went through every topic with Tona. We're like, Tona, this is what sucks.
That was such
the thing is, though, he agreed with us. So
he agreed with
enough.
Us for the most part. Yeah. That's the funny part.
Tona was like, yeah, I think so too, but I cannot change it.
Yeah, it's not his responsibility.
Oh my God. Yeah.
What a cool guy, though.
I like Tona, though. He's cool.
Yeah.
He might show up to XB Evo. We never know.
Ooh.
He might block me soon because I keep spamming him.
Yeah, stop spamming him, bro.
At least we're going to be in the same club, so hey.
Wait, you good. Oops.
Hmm.
Oops.
Oops.
What did you do? You
Tuna blocked wait, you? No, not Tuna, but let's say that there's a blocked by community manager club on Twitter.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's a different topic.
Yeah. Unlucky.
Not surprising. Oh,
well. Unsurprising indeed. All right, well, I think we beat over these topics pretty heavily. I think we're good now. Let's talk about what happened in the last weekend. For those of you, most of you are here, are likely already attending XP Evo. If not, you should already plan to be attending because it's going to be happening in September 22nd to 24th in Cologne at this amazing venue that I just happened to be at last weekend, or actually literally 2 days ago, because I was at the zoo with my family on 4th of July, because America. But that being said, during that day on the 4th of July, we happened to sell out of all the early bird sale tickets. There were quite a few tickets. We sold out of them, like a ton. There's a ton of you. Literally 3 digits worth of tickets were sold over the course of just over 72 hours, which is insane. I had the prediction that it was going to be in a couple days, at least like 2 to 3 days. Everybody else was saying that it was going to be like a week long, and I won. I just want that to be known, because
Jesus Christ.
Like it. I likes this. Thank you guys so much for helping out. Yes, of course, there are going to be more tickets. That was just the early bird sale. The next round of tickets are going to release soon, TM. I have to wait for the allowance of announcing our VIP details, because they are still TBD. Most of what I've sent out to VIPs already, Ama, is 90% going to be what is available. But we just have to, I have to wait for Experion to give me the confirmation. Then once I get the details, then we can announce the sale of all the tickets. There will be still more tournament tickets. I will tell you that the tournament tickets, there will be slightly more than what was available at the early bird sale. But we only are going to allow tickets that fit into our bracket for the tournament. So if we have a 256-man tournament, you can imagine how many tickets we have available. But those tickets are not including VIP tickets, which also have access to the tournament if they choose so, but they have to let me know ahead of time. So there's really, once we release the extra round of tickets, you'll want to snatch them up quick if you haven't already, because you may be out of luck. But basic entry tickets, which is the spectator tickets, those will be unlimited. We have no cap on those. VIP ticket will be very limited. I have so many people squawking at me about the VIP tickets. I can tell you the price already. That's the only detail I'm going to leak. It's going to be 150 euros for the VIP ticket.
Wow.
So yeah, if you're still interested, the details.
No, we're getting fancy. That's cool.
Yeah. It's 150 euro VIP ticket. The plan is to be better in general than what was offered at Trackadia. So just bear with us. I'm trying my best because I remember how Trackadia's VIP was, and it was awful. It should be a lot better, hopefully, this time. But yes. And after party is going to be happening. So we've already confirmed an after party is going to be happening on Saturday. That's, I think, the newest thing. There'll be an after party with the DJ, Mr. Nitro Faint. Are you still here? He's going to be one of your DJs. We might have another DJ. Depending on whether one man from Gobble Gobble Land is able to come to XP Evo.
You know, that reminds me of like one streamer that played Trackmania and streamed Trackmania with like 10 viewers for like half a year or something like that. And all of a sudden, he used to be a DJ, and then he started streaming as a DJ, and he now has like 1k views or something like that on Twitch. But ask him.
Speaking of people with views,
there is another person that is interested potentially DJing.
Yes. Yes.
I can also put
I offered it to Mr. Bernie first, But
did you
if
talk
Mr. Birdie's...
to said person that I'm...
I already talked to said person.
Good, thank you.
I told them Mr. Gobble Gobble is supposed to be coming. If not, then of course. Like, but I'll know that sooner than later because he's got a GoFundMe on his stream to go to XP Evo. So if you guys want to see the birdie guy come, well, first he's got to get all his documents and the visa and all that garbage. I had to send the man how to get a visa from Turkey to Germany. So let's see if he does it or not. But yeah, that's up to him on that part.
Oh, you need a visa?
Yeah, because Mr. Erdogan is a psycho. So.
Yeah, true.
Don't say that too loud or you get a disparagement lawsuit like Mr. Boomerman.
These opinions are my own and not Evil's. There you go. Easy. Yeah, so if he comes, cool. If not, then we have two DJs likely lined up. But yeah, it's going to be after party. It's going to be cool. It'll be available to VIPs. VIPs will have their own section. And the rest of the area will also have their own section. So we got cool things planned. But again, thank you guys so much for supporting us on the early bird sale. You have no idea how much that helps us, especially with prize pool things, which I still can't announce. But prize pool is
a lot.
Stonks right now. So not big stonks, but stonks. So yeah, thank you guys so much. And that's pretty much your XP Evo news update. Unfortunately, as we get closer, I can't talk. Like, the closer we get, there's the less I can talk about because I want some of it to be a surprise. But yeah,
you don't have to leak everything.
I do.
According to individuals, I leak all things.
So you know, hey, I'm just a leaker. I'm leaking everywhere. I'll be worthless.
Wow. The best part will be the production, in my opinion. It's gonna be. Soon.
Me and the production team, we're gonna make it spanking beautiful, or at least try. So I'm ready.
No more 15-minute breaks on stream.
Also, the interviews are gonna be fire.
Who's on the production team?
It is SBville, Raveout, MCYC, Larai, and I mean basically me, but I'm the host, so. And all the casters.
You're just there to look pretty.
Yes. So. But yeah, that's our production team. SBville, he is the director. Raveout is going to be the VMix engineer. Larai is our audio engineer. And MCYC, he's doing a lot of the visual 3D stuff and 2D stuff. So.
I'm actually stoked to see what he will cook for it.
And we got teasers on the way. We already have a teaser pretty much made. But until I'm allowed to leak our prize pool details, when we announce our prize pool, it'll be in the teaser video. But we have a teaser video ready. It's literally sitting, waiting to be approved. So, soon TM. Hopefully, I'm hoping before the end of this month.
The teaser video is pretty good.
Yeah, teaser video is banging. So... And we have another, I can say the teaser video is from Shorts, and then the other teaser video will be from MCYC. So.
Oh, hey, there it is. I could watch it right now, but I'll wait.
And the map pack reveal video, obviously, as well.
Oh, yes. Yes, a map pack video reveal, which we have not talked to anybody about. Post what? We haven't posted it. It's just in the.
No, in the chat.
Who posted it in the chat? Wait, what?
I asked if you did.
No, video dings.
It's not public yet.
No public dings. No leaking. Those are surprises. Okay, well, that's it for XP Evo. I'm done. I did my bit as the solo marketer for the event.
Yeah, we can't really help you with that.
Yeah, thanks. It's okay. I'm fine.
Okay, chat. If you have any questions for the four people on stream, now is your time to post them. And we have the first question from Pro Hjort already. Do any of the XP Evo maps have ice on them?
The XP Evo maps have not been selected yet, but there have been maps that have been submitted with ice.
And they have been directly thrown into the bin because we all hate ice.
Yeah.
Yes.
I actually have nothing to do with that. I think, I mean...
Shorty, you should help test. You should help test the maps, since you can play again.
If someone asks me to, then I will, yes.
Would you like to please help test us, test the maps?
Yes, I would.
Thank you. All right. Glad we have somebody. I appreciate you.
And this just confirms what I said earlier. All ice maps are directly in the bin. No. No, I don't hate ice. It's fine.
I can say how many maps I've submitted. By the way, if you're a mapper or you have friends who are mapping, if they're already mapping for XP Evo, great. If not, they should be, because we have quite a few submissions, but when I say quite a few, we have seven submissions so far. I know some people are still working on theirs and they want it to be perfect. We are accepting an unlimited amount because we have time. Three per mapper at most. I got in trouble and yelled at last time when I said unlimited, but like it's three per mapper, but unlimited submissions from everybody. We're not capping submissions.
Every time you see someone say unlimited maps per mapper, you see a wild ski freak running around the corner.
And the deadline is July 31st. If you have a map that you've submitted early, our system for map feedback is insane, by the way, because when you submit your map, you can already start seeing the feedback from the testers and you can immediately start updating your map. You don't have, it's not a one submit and done kind of thing. It is an active process of submission, receiving the feedback, and then you can immediately update your map into the same website that we have. Chris, you should post the website link in the chat.
And the difficulty,
it should be competition. Competition. Like we rate it on three categories. It's flow, difficulty. What's the third one?
Scenery, I think.
Scenery, right?
Oh, yeah, I was correct. Wow.
Scenery. Wait,
I don't know.
You have no.
For
you
competition,
don't know what
it shouldn't be scenery.
It's
maybe
not scenery.
Respawnability or something like that, or.
I have to jump in here, but I gotta.
Maybe diversity with the styles, but it wouldn't really matter either.
I literally can answer this in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, how about you build a map, Ezreal? I remember you had a pretty good tech map.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, no. I tried. I tried recently. I opened the editor and I was like, 15 minutes and I didn't have a start. Like, not even a start block. I deleted everything like 10 times and I was like, nah. Mm-mm. That's the problem. I need 6 months to finish a map.
Let me go ahead and yes, I can actually Chris, if I share my screen, or can you show me sharing my screen in Discord or no? Or can I do it in
in theory, yes.
Yeah, but we don't need to do that anyways.
Yes, we do. Blue Tick asked if we can showcase how the testing and review looks like.
But you don't
want to
show the maps that are submitted.
It doesn't. They're all anonymous.
Okay, yeah, fine. I'll.
But people are gonna see.
No, I'm just gonna show them the UI. They're not gonna see the map. So here, let me.
Yeah, for the Spotify listeners, just imagine some very beautiful looking UI.
Licking immediately.
It shows the mapper name and real map name.
Question mark?
No, show it.
Snick said it.
It's just my face. There we go. Alright, so this is the thing. So this is in game. So we have a custom server that shows our testing. When you load into the server, it shows the event. Our event is XP Evo. I hit the maps, and then all these maps are anonymous. We do not know the map name nor the map author. As admins, I, of course, know who the map author is and the map name, because I have access to the database of who sent the stuff, but I am not the one making the final decision. Well, I am, but I'm not. But like, anyways, whatever. The testers are the ones that are going to select the maps, and then we're going to like say yes to pretty much what they select, because I'm not to be trusted.
Hey, I can see who the testers. Yeah.
Oh. So, yeah, you can see our testers. That list is already leaked. I could care less. Yeah, so you have the list of names. They're anonymized. You can hit test on all these. Some of these I reviewed. Let me hit one that I haven't reviewed. When you hit review, you can test it unlimited time, I think, right, Chris? Or is it limited? Yes, so you have unlimited time to test it. You can type in the tags for the styles. We don't really use this. It's not really like necessary for this per se. But you can select from difficulty, flow, and overall score. Generic feedback, anything that might be issues like cutting, bugs, visuals, that kind of thing. And then if this meets the requirements, you check this box. If not, you tell it why it's been violated. It has camera issues. You might want to add that as well. So yeah, that's how it is. It's
actually cool.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good system.
That is really good for the testers.
It's
insane.
And
not even pay attention.
We're going to be charging 90 euros per hour on the use of our... No, I'm kidding. 90 euros an hour to use our testing system. But yeah, no.
No, but in theory, we already offered this map review system to a specific... tournament circuit that I cannot disclose yet because it's not announced. People in chat know who I'm... Some people in chat know who I'm talking about. But yeah, in case there are any events that want to use this, feel free to reach out on Discord. We're very open to...
Did this certain event say yes?
I think they were very interested, yes.
Okay, that's nice.
But we offered this to them a couple of months ago, and we have since refined it with like the website and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, if you're a tournament organizer and want to, you know, use something like this, just reach out to us. We can probably arrange something.
Yeah. So the testing feedback is pretty cool. And yeah, Shorty, I'm excited to see you test some of these maps, because I think some of them are good or some of them are oof. There's one I can already tell you, you don't even need to waste your time on, because it was automatically, we rejected it. Ain't no point playing that map. And they haven't even updated it, so. But yeah, so that's the cool stuff that we're doing right now. And yeah, if you are a mapper, submit your map. You have time to fix it as you go. It doesn't have to be completely done. If you submit it, there better be a route. That's all I'm going to say. If it's not scenery, that's fine. But like, there better be a route, a functional route, a good route. And then we can kind of nitpick from there. But yes. And deadline is July 31st for all submissions. After that, there will be a little bit of time to do additional adjusting if needed. And then we announce our map pack on the 22nd, exactly 1 month before the event. So there's only 1 month to test, well, not test, but play the maps. And if for whatever reason during hunting there's some major issues with the maps or something, we'll of course make adjustments and updates to those. But outside that, that's the plan. Yeah,
that feedback system is way more advanced than anything we ever had. I mean, I've been map tester for a lot of events. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we used it the first time for...
EFS.
EFS, then again for Evo Ice Cup 2. We didn't have the website yet, and now it's like...
No, we didn't have the website, and that helps so much.
Yeah, previously we had it integrated with TMX, where we would pull maps from a TMX map pack, and in theory we could still do the same, but the issue is then that map testers do not get their feedback, and now we just have everything running through our own website. You sign up through your Trackmania OAuth, I think, or might be our Keycloak. I don't remember. Either way, you sign in, you upload your map. It automatically gets anonymized. It gets a randomized name based on two nouns, like plum rhinoceros or like red velvet or whatever. And then testers have a configurable amount of time to test it, and you immediately get feedback as soon as it gets submitted.
we're the new, we're developing the new generation of feedback technology for Trackmania. You're welcome.
Yep.
I mean, I literally had a map that without a feedback loop would have not been in the competition because the map tester didn't know that you can break tap on ice, which made it a little bit more difficult than obviously it was intended.
who was map testing?
Jesus. I don't remember the name. It was for the German Cup back then. Like he was, I was asking him for the feedback because they said, yeah, they will give out feedback for the mappers if they want to. And then he was like, yeah, man, that map was absolutely amazing, except from the start. Just that ice light, it's so difficult. Like it took me like 20 tries to get it once. And I was like, huh? What do you mean? That's the easiest ice light I ever played myself. And I was like, you do know that you can use the break. And he was like dot, dot, dot. Wait a minute, all caps. Then he played the map again. He was like, oh, you're so right. Let me actually talk to the other admins.
I mean, yeah, back then, a lot of people didn't know about all the mechanics on ice.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, there is only one mechanic per day.
Have you never played ice yourself? But then again, why are you a map tester? But A, it's fine. It resolved itself.
To answer Shorty's question, Speedy's question. Speedy asked, if they want to use that map testing tool, who can they yell at? We don't have a fully figured out way yet of how we give access to this tool, so the best option is to just join our Discord at discord.gg/evoesports and open up a ticket in the Help Me channel, and then we go from there. We figure it out together.
Sounds like somebody is interested.
Wow.
Can you set up that you have to play a map a minimum amount of time before rating
it? You can, yeah.
Nice.
Or you can hit a maximum amount of time you can play it, too.
Yeah, like, maximum is kind of, but minimum.
Didn't we have maximum for EFS, though?
Yeah, for EFS we said it was a maximum of 30 minutes because it was a rolling submission while the tournament was ongoing. So we had just a new map every week.
Oh, okay. Okay.
In theory, we can also use this for, like, Dirt Weekly or Ice Weekly or FS Weekly or like, any of those kind of... stuff. Maybe even if Ox is interested in using this for FS of the Week, sure. Just reach out to us.
Nice. All right. Well, does anybody have anything they want to get off their chest before we say goodnight?
Harp. I want to have a decent.
Tell me your deepest, darkest secret that you just need to tell everybody. He's like, what are you talking about?
Bro, I'm put on the spot. I cannot talk right now.
He has performance
anxiety.
But you
want to get canceled, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, wait. Deepest, darkest secrets.
Mm.
I wish Nadeo would make an in-game tutorial.
Oh, that's pretty dark.
That's an L take if I've ever heard one. I'm disappointed. You're kicked. They're banned.
I'm going to cancel myself. Be right back.
All right. Well, we're going to end the stream now. Live, Shorty, do you have anything to say? Do you want to say your goodbyes?
I hope I see you next week. Not mm-hmm. Be wiki.
Mm-hmm.
Be
We're listening. We're listening.
If you would have come earlier, you would have heard what I said to Chris.
Meanwhile, folks, she said that she wasn't going to be here today. We're listening.
Interviewing line.
Interviewing. No, okay. Listen. Every single
Are you both
week.
Playing around with your microphones like that.
Every single week, I have a different work schedule,
mm-hmm.
And basically. Thursdays are so hard for me to have free.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if next week I'm going to be free or not.
You don't have to defend yourself. I'm just enjoying teasing you at the moment.
The funny thing is she told me, so we were discussing internally, and she said, yeah, Tuesdays I'm off. Turns out she's not off on Tuesday next week. So, yeah.
Oh.
Usually
I'm free on Tuesdays, okay? And next week, they literally changed my schedule and I'm not free on
Just
Tuesdays.
Tell your bosses, Donnerstag ist Ruhezeit! And then they'll be like, I got it. Okay, my bad. You're right. Sorry. Well, we won't schedule on that day. And then, yeah.
So yeah, it's hard. I mean, I would love to have as much as free time I had before, but right now I literally have to wait for whatever they send me on my schedule and stick to that. But good news, hopefully I'm gonna move to another job soon, so I will have a decent working schedule, not like nice. The one that I have right now.
Nice. I like how none of the Germans laughed at my joke. Anyways, hi, Shorty, one of the Germans who didn't laugh at my joke. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I hate the German medical field. How about that? Fuck you, hospitals.
I kid you not. I actually agree and understand your pain because I think it's insane that despite your wonderful healthcare, of free healthcare, you have to wait like a lifetime before you actually get taken care of. So enjoy that. That's
hey, if it's urgent, sucks. You can get an appointment within 5 weeks.
Yeah. This is the stupidest thing. My doctor is going to refer me urgently to the next specialist. Meanwhile, 6 weeks later, yeah, that's urgent, bro.
I mean, it's still better. So my dad, for those of you who don't know, my dad lives in Spain on one of the Canary Islands. He was referred to a cardiologist. And all of the specialist doctors on Tenerife, they live in the capital, and they're employed at the university hospital there. He called them. This was like 2 or 3 years ago. He called them for like a cardiologist appointment. They said, yeah, the next available appointment we have is in 1.5 years. Don't die, basically, until then.
Nice.
What?
Yeah, they literally said, yeah, so we have an appointment in 1.5 years. And he was thanks.
Guess I'm gonna die.
In Chile, it happens that either the patient dies or the doctor, because we have no specialist, and the specialists that we have, they're all old people. So, yeah, you have to be really lucky to not die, or either your doctor died too. We are fucked.
Yeah, we have a similar problem in Germany. Not with specialists, but with like the normal doctors you go to if you just have a cold, like. In my area, literally all of them are super old. We have major problems already now. And yeah, just wait a couple of years and chaos.
Go drink some tea. That's the only thing that they say here, isn't it?
Go drink some pee? Wait, what?
Tea.
Tea. I thought it was like Jesus. Pee.
Ah, what the fuck.
Maybe it was because I had a joke in my head of like, they're so old that they use like old medieval medicine of like, yeah, just pour some urine on it. It'll get better.
My granddad was a doctor and he always told my dad, if he felt bad, just drink a beer.
Why don't
and that's what
jokes?
I go by.
When Europeans don't even understand what
German
I'm
medicine.
All right. Well, it's time to go. I have a matchmaking game with some you guys. So you guys have a good rest of your nights. Thank you, Carp, Azil, for joining
us. You're welcome.
And thank you for taking over the competitive team. I'm sure they will be much better in your hands than mine. So thank you, everybody, for coming. Thank you, Lime, for showing up. we might be back next week. Keck W. Yeah. Shorty, thank you as well. Before I forget,
go watch the Barbie music.
Yeah. The testing things, even though I kind of forced you. Good night, guys. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Barbie. Bye.